Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide. And we especially want to let you know how much we appreciate, love, and honor our fathers, grandfathers, stepfathers, godfathers, any father figures in our life. And we certainly want this to be your best year ever.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Give that technical difficulty, folks, but here we are. We are so excited about this show, a celebration of Father's Day, because we firmly believe that Father's Day should be celebrated every day. This show today will make you laugh and make you cry. You will hear facts and trivia. There are great poems and quotes. It is educational and inspirational. It will test your knowledge of what you know about Father's Day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Okay, let's start with some facts. Where did Father's Day start? In 1910, a Father's Day celebration was held in Spokane, Washington, at the YMCA by Sonora Smart Dodd, who was born in Arkansas. Its first celebration was in the Spokane YMCA on June 19, 1910. Her father, the Civil War veteran William Jackson Smart, was a single parent who raised his six children there. What is Father's Day? It is a celebration honoring fathers and celebrating fatherhood, paternal bonds, and the influence of fathers in society. Many countries celebrate it on the third Sunday of June, though it is also celebrated widely on other days by many other countries. The source of this information is the HolidaySpot.com. Sonora Louise Smart Dodd of Spokane, Washington, started the tradition of Father's Day in honor of her dad, William Smart, a widowed Civil War veteran. In 1916, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson approved the idea of observing an annual Father's Day. In 1924, President Calvin Coolidge made Father's Day a national event. In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation declaring the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. Father's Day is the fifth most popular card-sending holiday, with an estimated 100 million in card sales. Husbands, grandfathers, uncles, sons, and sons-in-laws are honored, as well as fathers. Each year, 7 million Father's Day cards are sent in the UK, compared to 13 million Mother's Day cards. Roses are the official flower for Father's Day. Wonder if you knew that. I wouldn't have guessed roses. I'm thinking roses more for moms. But roses is the official flower for Father's Day. A red rose is worn in the lapel if your father is living. A white rose if he is deceased. I would have guessed carnations. This is a big day for the 66.3 million fathers in America. While not everyone in America is a fan of Father's Day, 72% of Americans plan to celebrate or acknowledge Father's Day. The necktie is the most popular and number one of all Father's Day gifts, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Hammers and golf clubs are also popular presents for the day. Who gives their father a hammer? I guess they want to hammer away how much they love them. According to greeting card maker Hallmark, Father's Day is the fifth largest card-sending holiday. We stated that. As the idea of Father's Day was conceived by Sonora Dodd of Spokane, Washington, to honor her father, she chose his birthday, which was proclaimed on June 19, 1910 by Spokane's mayor as the first Father's Day. So that's where it came from. It was her father's birthday. The first presidential proclamation honoring fathers passed in 1966 when President Johnson designated the third Sunday in June as Father's Day, has been celebrated annually since 1972 when Richard Nixon signed the public law that made it permanent. Now, we did reference that the necktie is the most popular and number one of all Father's Day gifts. So let me share about a gift that is not quite as possible, but it is certainly newsworthy and noteworthy. This was in the news on June 17, 2018. Daughter gives dad kidney for Father's Day. Wow, that certainly beats getting a necktie. This Father's Day, June 2018, a daughter is giving her dad a priceless gift, a second chance at life. Florida high school music teacher Ronald Corbin had been on a waiting list for a kidney transplant for 3 years when his daughter, Candace Corbin, contacted him with good news, according to ABC Palm Beach station WPBF. After she grew tired of her father's waiting, she decided to take a test to see whether she could be a donor. I didn't know she was getting tested, Ronald told WPBF. She lives in New York, and she got tested up there. And one day she called me and said, Daddy, I'm a match. At the end of May, at Cleveland Clinic, Florida, in Weston, Candace donated a kidney to her father, who had been on dialysis since 2015. That's 3 years on dialysis waiting for a kidney. Ronald said he never would have asked or expected his daughter to donate a kidney. Wow, it's amazing. It was beyond me to realize she would do this for me, but she's a great kid and I really love her, he said. Both father and daughter are doing well after the surgery, WPBF reported. Ronald said he's recovering quickly and Candace is back singing in New York. I'm just blessed to have you in my life, he told her. Thank you. I love you. So we were talking about the average guest gift being a necktie, and what could ever compare to the gift of giving life to a father, giving dad a kidney, just as father gave life to you in conjunction with your mom, of course, but wow, a kidney donated to a father for Father's Day. We all appreciate our fathers, or we should anyway appreciate our fathers. And I wrote this special poem a few weeks ago, but I'm thinking of how it's applicable to everyone, for the people that most influence you and make a difference. Today, of course, we're focusing on fathers. And this poem is called You've Made a Difference. Today and every day, I feel very blessed because you are in my life. You are simply the best. You really are special in all you say and do. You've made a difference in my life. I'm so thankful to have you. What can I do? What can I say? You really are amazing in every single way. You are wonderful and wise. You are powerful and strong. With you in my life, what could possibly go wrong? Just so you know, what I strive to be is always there for you as you are always there for me. I know the angel sent you. I know how much you care. You are clearly in my life because God has put you there. So that is an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. And as I said, that is a poem of appreciation for anyone, your moms, your friends, your contacts, your relatives, whoever you want to show the level of appreciation on that amazing level. So to continue with some information about Father's Day, he has been your icon, and you have always wanted to follow in his footsteps. Fathers certainly make an indelible impact on our lives and shape the way we approach it. On Father's Day, children make their fathers feel special and convey that as they look up to their dads, they convey that. It is a day to make your father feel different and extraordinary and appreciate the efforts he has made for you in life. Father's Day is a day of commemoration and celebration of Dad, that special man in our life. We often forget the sacrifice of our fathers and the roles they have played in shaping our lives. Father's Day gives us the opportunity to show and express our love and care to this most important man in our life. Father's Day is a day to honor not only your father, but all men who have acted as a father figure in your life, whether as stepfathers, uncles, grandfathers, or big brothers. The word father is often used to honor spiritual leaders, inventors, and originator of an idea, product, service, or person. It is so that fathers have always been associated with guidance and protection as the person who can be loved, respected, and looked up to. Let us use Father's Day to honor these special men and let them know what place they have in our lives and how they influence us. Let us also remember and honor our fathers and any of our other father figures who have passed. My dad passed on April 1, 1980, and it was often said that even though my father passed on April 1, which you might recognize as April Fool's Day, he certainly was no fool. My father was extremely intelligent, and I often attribute my intelligence to my dad. Just a little side note here, my mother was the most fun person and outrageous person I've ever known to this day, and I attribute my fun and play and source of outrageousness to her. So I feel very blessed and very grateful that I got my dad's intelligence, my mother's fun, play, and outrageousness and humor from her, just the right mix for which I will always be grateful. And folks, today, the day we're acknowledging fathers for Father's Day, I still suggest you think of Father's Day as every day, as well you should. He's there for you, and you want to always let him know how much you appreciate and value him. Here's a poem by one of my two favorite authors when it comes to poetry. It's no secret that Beverly Nadler, our health guru, who's on Here's to Your Health Thursday, is my favorite poet. Every single show she's on every Thursday, she brings a poem connected to that topic that day. And I love her poetry. I've never found anyone to compete with that. Even the names you know are famous of poets. To me, she's my favorite. But this poem is so extraordinary by my other favorite a poet that I truly acknowledge quite a bit, and that is Anonymous. Anonymous is my other favorite poet, and this is called Father's Day Poem. I saw it in the website classbrain.com. It's so extraordinary, I wanted to share it with you. A suggestion is have a box of tissues nearby. A dad's poem. Her hair was up in a ponytail, her favorite dress tied with a bow. Today was Daddy's Day at school, and she couldn't wait to go. But her mommy tried to tell her that she probably should stay home, why the kids might not understand if she went to school alone. But she was not afraid. She knew just what to say, what to tell her classmates of why he wasn't there today. But still her mother worried for her to face this day alone, and that was why once again she tried to keep her daughter home. But the little girl went to school eager to tell them all about a dad she never sees, a dad who never calls. There were daddies along the wall and back for everyone to meet, children squirming impatiently, anxious in their seats. One by one, the teacher called a student from the class to introduce their daddy as seconds slowly passed. At last, the teacher called her name. Every child turned to stare. Each of them was searching for a man who wasn't there. Where's her daddy at? She heard a boy call out. She probably doesn't have one, another student dared to shout. And from somewhere near the back, she heard a, I always get very emotional when I read this. Every time I read this, I get emotional. And from somewhere near the back, she heard a daddy say, "Looks like another deadbeat dad, too busy to waste his day." The words did not offend her. as she smiled up at her mom and looked back at her teacher who told her to go on. And with hands behind her back, slowly she began to speak, and out from the mouth of a child came words incredibly unique. "My daddy couldn't be here because he lives so far away, but I know he wishes he could be, since this is such a special day. And that, and though you cannot meet him, I wanted you to know all about my daddy and how much he loved me so. He loved to tell me stories. He taught me to ride my bike. He surprised me with pink roses and taught me to fly a kite. We used to share fudge sundaes and ice cream in a cone. And though you cannot see him, I'm not standing here alone, 'cause my daddy's always with me, even though we are apart. I know because he told me he'll forever be in my heart." With her little hand reached up and lay across her chest, feeling her own heartbeat beneath her favorite dress. And somewhere in the crowd of dads, her mother stood in tears, proudly watching her daughter, who was wise beyond her years. For she stood up for the love of a man in her life, doing what was best for her, doing what was right. And when she dropped her hand back down, staring straight into the crowd, she finished with a voice so soft, but its message clear and loud. "I love my daddy very much. He's my shining star. And if he could, he'd be here. But heaven's just too far. You see, he was a fireman and died just this past year when airplanes hit the towers and taught Americans to fear. But sometimes when I close my eyes, it's like he never went away." And then she closed her eyes and saw him there that day. And to her mother's amazement, she witnessed with surprise a room full of daddies and children, all starting to close their eyes. Who knows what they saw before them? Who knows what they felt inside? Perhaps for merely a second, they saw him at her side. "I know you're with me, Daddy," to the silence she called out. And what happened next made believers of those ones filled with doubt. No one in that room could explain it, for each of their eyes had been closed. But there on the desk beside her was a fragrant long-stemmed pink rose, and a child was blessed, if only for a moment, by the love of her shining bright star, and given the gift of believing that heaven is never too far. And that is the most extraordinary poem I've seen. It just literally brings me to tears every time I read it. And I do believe in miracles, and I do believe in the afterlife, and I do believe that however that pink rose appeared, her father was right there by her side. So as I said, that is so extraordinary. It always brings me to tears. That by anonymous. And as I said, Beverly Nadler, our health guru who does our show each and every Thursday, here's to your health Thursday. This is my other favorite poem of hers. So let me share that with you now when I dab my eyes and get my composure back, hopefully. Here's Beverly Nadler's original poem.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. Make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do invite you to join with us in that endeavor, making us number one around the world. And we invite you to go to JoyceBarryandFriends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage, you will see the word follow. And simply by clicking on follow, you will be apprised of every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of our shows. When you can't join us, when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, by clicking on follow, you get an email that tells you when the shows are. All shows are archived for your listening pleasure 24/7. You can download our shows. You can share the link. You can let people know about them. You can arrow down on that site. And when you see something you resonate, just click on it and hear it. Here's another Father's Day poem. This is a little more upbeat. And this one is called Dad by Karen K. Boyer. He never looks for praises. He's never one to boast. He just goes on quietly working for those he loves the most. His dreams are seldom spoken. His wants are very few. And most of the time his worries will go unspoken too. He's there, a firm foundation through all our storms of life. A sturdy hand to hold to in times of stress and strife. A true friend we can turn to when times are good or bad. One of our greatest blessings, the man that we call Dad. So that's another favorite poem, upbeat. And as I said, the other poem that you just heard me from my friend Anonymous called Father's Day Poem, a dad's poem, is one that I have never been able to share with anyone without really breaking down with tears, tears, tears. Okay, having said that, let me share this quiz. This is a brief quiz to see what you know, to test your knowledge of Father's Day. And then we gave you some information at the beginning. Let's see how much of that you remember. Okay, this came from loveyoufather.com. One, who was known as the Founding Fathers? The 1787 Constitutional Convention delegates, key Founding Fathers, John Adams, Ben Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and George Washington. James Madison is also known as the Father of the Constitution because of his pivotal role in the documents, drafting it, as well as the ratification. Madison also drafted the first 10 amendments known as the Bill of Rights. Okay, so when I ask the rest of the questions, I'm going to give you a bit of time to think about the answer, I'll say, and the answer is to give you a chance to see how much you know, and you might want to check off and just see how good you are at what you know about Father's Day. Okay, who is known as the Holy Father according to the Roman Catholic Church? And the answer is the Pope. Who is known to have initiated the Father's Day celebration? And the answer is Sanara Smart Dodd. In the USA, Father's Day is celebrated on, the answer is the third Sunday of June. Who has been given the title of Father of History? I did not know this. Herodotus. Herodotus or Dotus, H-E-R-O-D-O-T-U-S, didn't know that. Father Time is also known by the name of, the answer is, the Grim Reaper. Didn't know that. The myth of Father Christmas has been taken from, the answer is, the Netherlands, who was the father of our country. I'm sure you folks know that, George Washington, because he was our first president. Who was the first named, who was first named father of his country? That would be the answer, Emperor Augustus. Which ancient Greek god was least likely to celebrate Father's Day? The answer is Cronus, the god of fertility. American actor Robert Young starred in what 1950s TV show dedicated to fathers? And the answer is Father Knows Best. Which Make Room for Daddy fathered that girl? The answer is Danny Thomas. I just want a little footnote here. Marlo Thomas wrote many books as well. And I bought all her books. They are extraordinary. The books of Marlo Thomas, Make Room for Daddy, star fathered that girl, Danny Thomas. Her books are really terrific. Highly recommend them. You can get them at Amazon. According to Greek mythology, who is the father of the gods and mortals? The answer is Zeus. Can you name the father-son acting duo where the father was Spartacus and the son became president on screen? And the answer is Kirk and Michael Douglas. Some more quotes, kind of funny. The older I, those were, that was the quiz. I want to share some quotes with you now, some humorous quotes. The older I get, the smarter my father seems to get. That by Tim Russert. I never got along with my dad. Kids used to come up to me and say, my dad can beat your dad. I'd say, yeah, when? That by Bill Hicks. Again, these are the funny side of the quotes. Ann Richards, I have always had the feeling I could do anything, and my dad told me I could. When I went to college, I found that he just might be wrong. Charles Wadsworth said, by the time a man realized that maybe his father was right, he usually has a son who thinks he's wrong. Paul Lewis says, a father's words are like a thermostat that sets the temperature in the house. If a new American father feels bewildered and even defeated, let him take comfort from the fact that whatever he does in any fathering situation, he has a 50-50 chance of being right. I think that's adorable. Whatever the dad does in any situation, keep in mind he has a 50-50 chance of being right. Robert Orban says, life was a lot simpler when we honored what was father and mother rather than all major credit cards. Lillian Hellman says, my father was often angry when I was most like him. Again, from one of my favorite authors, Anonymous, every father should remember that one day his son will follow his example instead of his advice. That's the action speaks louder than words. Knights of Pythagoras said, a man never stands as tall as when he kneels to help a child. Anne Sexton said, it doesn't matter who my father was, it matters who I remember he was. Anonymous, again, the greatest gift I ever had came from God, and I call him Dad. William Shakespeare said, it is a wise father that knows his own child. And then these two, really cute. A father is a fellow who has replaced the money in his wallet with the snapshots of his kid. And again, Anonymous, any man can be a father. It takes someone special to be a dad. And there are three stages of a father's life. He believes in Santa Claus. He doesn't believe in Santa Claus. He is Santa Claus. And another one that's really funny, a man's children and a garden both reflect the amount of weeding down during the growing season. And I just love these quotes. I've been collecting quotes since I was in junior high school. Oh, this was the one I said coming, one really funny. Never raise your hand to your kids, says Red Buttons. It leaves your groin unprotected. And this by Jimmy Pearsall on how to diaper a baby. Spread the diaper in the position of the diamond with you at bat. Then fold second base down to home and set the baby on the pitcher's mound. Put first base and third base together. Bring up home plate and pin the three together. Of course, in case of rain, you're going to call the game and start all over again. I thought that's adorable. Jimmy Pearsall on how to diaper a baby and using his analogy of baseball to do that. Folks, I hope you're enjoying the show. I promised it would make you laugh. It would make you cry. I just want to ask you the question. If you haven't already shown your love today to your dad, if you haven't thought about showing it just about every day, when are you going to get to it? When are you going to tell him how much he matters? When are you going to tell him how much you care? When are you going to tell him how much you appreciate him? Hopefully it's not someday, because I wrote this poem for all of you who actually believe there is a someday.
Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
Folks, that is for those of you who are waiting for someday to come around and really express your gratitude, love, and appreciation for your dad. Here are some more wonderful quotes. A truly rich man is one whose children run into his arms when his hands are empty. That by anonymous. Small boy definition of Father's Day. It is just like Mother's Day, only you don't spend so much. How true is that? I might have said this earlier, Charles Wadsworth, by the time a man realized that maybe his father was right, he usually has a son who thinks he's wrong. I talk and talk and talk, said Mario Cuomo. I haven't taught people in 50 years what my father taught by example in 1 week. A new father quickly learns that his child invariably comes to the bathroom at precisely the times when he's in there, as if he needed company. The only way for this father to be certain of bathroom privacy is to shave at the gas station. That by Bill Cosby. When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much he had learned in 7 years. That by Mark Twain. Anne Sexton, it doesn't matter who my father was. He remembers who I remember he was. Small boys become big men through the influence of big men who care about small boys. It is admirable for a man to take his son fishing, but there is a special place in heaven for the father who takes his daughter shopping. This is cute also. This by Anonymous. This by Emma Bombeck, sorry. He opened the jar of pickles when no one else could. He was the only one in the house who wasn't afraid to go into the basement by himself. He cut himself shaving, but no one kissed it or got excited about it. It was understood when it rained, he got the car and brought it around to the door. When anyone was sick, he went out to get the prescription filled. It took lots of pictures. He took lots of pictures, but he was never in them. That by Irma Bombeck. We all know how true that is. Al Unser Jr. said, Dad taught me everything I know. Unfortunately, he didn't teach me everything he knew. I just love quotes. As I said, I've been collecting them. I have books and books and books of quotes on every subject. And folks, hope you're really gleaming a lot from this show today to inspire you, to really support you in never waiting for that next day, that next time to say what's on your mind to your father when it's good, because you never know if and when there will be a next day. So ask yourself the question, if not now, when?
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when?
If not now, when? Good advice. Here are some more quotes I really enjoy. Dad, you're someone to look up to no matter how tall I've grown. I've had a hard life, but my hardships are nothing against the hardships that my father went through in order to get me to where I started. Bertrand Hubbard said that. May Malone said, children seldom misquote you. They often repeat word for word what you shouldn't have said in the first place. Robert Frost, you don't have to deserve your mother's love. You have to deserve your father's. He's much more particular. A French proverb, a father is a banker provided by nature. Enid Bagnold says, a father is always making his baby into a little woman, and when she is a woman, he turns her back again. Freud said, I cannot think of any need in childhood as strong as the need for a father's protection. I love this one. I might have shared it earlier. A truly rich man is one whose children run into his arms when his arms are empty. This by Anonymous, and I might have said this, so small boy's definition of Father's Day, it's just like Mother's Day, only you don't spend so much. Charles Wadsworth, by the time a man realized that maybe his father was right, he usually has a son who thinks he's wrong. As I said, if I repeated some of them, it's only because I thought they were so special. They were worth sharing, especially for people who are taking notes during the show and can't keep up with it. So sometimes I repeat it for that reason. And folks, hope today was magical for you. Hope Father's Day is magical. Hope every day is magical. And to provide certainty for that, we're going to give you some magical keys.
The Magical Keys. An original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode? When you're getting your job done, are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health. Focus on unlimited wealth. Focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue, then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see, each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more.
And kudos to Ted C. Uber for recording my poems and putting them to music as he did. Great friend, great guest. He'll be with us on an upcoming show in the very near future. Folks, I want to refer you to my website. It's joycebarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. coachjoyce.com. That's my official website. Do check it out. You'll find out all about my coaching. I'm a personal and professional success coach. All the seminars that I do, you get the group together, I'll do the seminar. I love doing seminars. I reach out to a worldwide audience that I can see, but at the seminars, we talk to hundreds of people, and we can see each other. Go to the website, Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. You'll get the information, and you'll also see hundreds of endorsements from people all over the country that I've worked with them or their company or their families. So let me share some of my favorite endorsements.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, be sure to put Father's Day in the subject line. I always like to know the show that inspired you to write to me. And very often I answer the emails. I certainly read everyone. I want to know if you're recommending a show, a guest, your comments about our show and guest, JoyceBarry@AOL.com. I love, love, love hearing from our loyal listeners. So, folks, we hope you enjoy the show today as much as I enjoyed sharing all that information with you. So my message to all of you is love your father, honor thy father and mother, and think about honoring thy father and mother every day, not just on the special days. And I want to leave you with a special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. That is my special prayer for all of you. And we just really want you to be happy. We want you to enjoy life. We want you to appreciate and express gratitude. We want you to really remember those folks that were there for you when you needed them to be. And I want to share this poem with you. It's called I'm Happy, since that is one of our closing messages today about being happy. And Ted Siuba kindly sent this to music for us as well. So let me share that before we close out the show. And here it is. I'm happy. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. A message from Jim Fox, a quote from Jim Fox. My father always taught me, find a job you love and you'll never have to work a day in your life. And as a coach, I'm happy to advise you about that as well, folks. We give you advice every day. We give you inspiration, information. So do heed our words. Our mission in life is to make a difference. And I share that about a home business might be the way to go when find something you love because you're your own boss. And I just want to share how I choose a home business and offer you, if you send that email to Coach Joyce and you put in there Father's Day Joyce Solo, so I'll know which Father's Day show you heard, but I will give you a free consultation on having a home business. Here's how I choose mine.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products are great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you.
Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you could start earning extra income today. Email coachjoyce@aol.com. That's coachjoyce@aol.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now. coachjoyce@aol.com.
And again, just for acknowledging the show and where you heard that, I will give you a free coaching session. Why did I put that in with a show on Father's Day? Because we all know, besides loving your children, it's very important to be able to support your children. And to the degree that you have a career you love, you're doing what you love, that love will emanate around the house. So you want to do that. Folks, thank you so much for joining us today. Go out and make someone happy today. Go do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. And we want to make you happy each and every day. So we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mesh. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and friends.